food, various types of Iranian food, it symbolizes the taste of life.
Yes, and garlic.
Well, garlic is the guardian of the Hafsin table. It guards against everything which is unclean and keeps away uncleanliness.
The traditional Hafsin table or spread has other components too. That is depending on the region of Iran. Often seen on the Hafsin table, we can mention the Noble Quran, a mirror, candles, bread, a crystal bowl full of water and hyacinth. Wherever we spread the Hafsin spread or table, it means we are preparing to bid farewell to the year, which is just about to end, and usher in the new year.
That's right, and that's what the Hafsin table means, and time for a short break. We'll be back.
دوباره چت خشودند و سایبان شدند بهار آمد و شمشادها جوان شدند پرندگان مهاجر ترانه خوان شدند بهار آمد و شمشادها جوان شدند پرندگان مهاجر ترانه خوان شدند شب‌های عاشقان شدند صنوبران جوان روی شانه‌های زمین دوباره چت گشودند و سایبان شدند
Welcome back. This is the live coverage of Nowruz occasion. I'm Atef Erfani with my colleague Mehran Darakhshande, and you just heard a piece of Iranian song. It was very nostalgic.
That's
I've
right.
heard it since my childhood. What did it say?
Well, that was a traditional Iranian song about spring, of course. The Iranian New Year, Nowruz, is the beginning of spring. It starts in the spring equinox, and the song roughly translates as spring has come, pine trees have been rejuvenated, migrant birds sing their song, and spring has come, tulips have lit up, trees have spread their foliage like a roof over our heads.
That was great.
Spring has came, and flagrant flowers have once again blossomed. So that's roughly what the song was all about.
Thank you. An important tradition of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is to visit members of your extended family and relatives. According to tradition, on New Year's Day, that is the first of the month of Farvardin, it is customary to visit grandparents, parents, great uncles and great aunts, and other senior members of the family. In fact, the whole extended family often gathers at the home of a senior member of the family, for example, grandparents.
That's right. And visiting your relatives, friends, and acquaintances during Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, starts in the first few days of the year, which are all public holidays. From 1st until 5th day of Farvardin, the 1st through to the 5th day of the New Year is a public holiday here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And these visits can go on until the end of Nowruz, that is the 13th day of Farvardin, the first 13 days of the year. Okay, it's time for a short break. We'll be back.
Relatives, friends, and acquaintances during Nowruz.
That's definitely a part of Nowruz. It's a firm Nowruz tradition. But in not so distant of past, visiting relatives and friends did not require prior liaison or prior appointment. You simply turned up at the house of your relative, and the door was wide open, and you simply went in for a Nowruz, a New Year visit. There was no need to make prior arrangements over the phone. But today, with the expansion of cities, megacities, and family members being scattered all over the place over a wide geographical area, and the fact that many families live in apartments rather than in homes, it has become necessary to contact your family member beforehand and to make prior arrangement by phone before you actually visit your relative. Thus, today, unannounced and unarranged Nowruz visits are actually quite rare. You have to make sure that the person you're visiting is actually home before you go there.
And let's talk about another tradition of Nowruz. Another Nowruz tradition is to go on a trip or vacation.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That is before the coronavirus, actually. Another, as I said, Nowruz tradition is to go on a trip or vacation during the Nowruz holidays. Traveling during the Nowruz holiday is very common, and many families postpone visits to relatives and friends until they get back home from their trips. Another well-established tradition is to visit the home of a relative who has suffered bereavement.
That's right. Yes, someone who has lost a loved one recently, suffered a bereavement, then they're given priority when visiting relatives and family members. And as you mentioned, this year is an exception. I mean, traveling, going on a trip is very much part of Nowruz tradition. But this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, the government has advised all Iranians not to travel this year, if at all possible. They're advised to remain at home.
Yes, that the new conditions caused by coronavirus disease have made it difficult for visiting each other. Yet, we have to accept realities and make every effort to change the conditions while praying to God to help us to overcome the uninvited virus. It is true that COVID-19 has distanced us from each other, but we can plan differently. for our holidays.
Okay, we're back, and the music you just listened to was Tajik music, music from Tajikistan. As we mentioned, many countries, not just Iran, but many countries in this region celebrate Nowruz, and Tajikistan is one of those countries. And the music you just listened to
was a
great piece of Tajik music.
Okay, is there any Nowruz tradition left?
Ah, yes, indeed. There's lots of Nowruz traditions left, which we still haven't said anything about them. One such Nowruz tradition is to give money or gifts to members of your family, relatives, and even friends, especially those who are younger than you, particularly children. It's Nowruz is a great time for children to receive money from their elder relatives.
We have our best childhood memories during Nowruz.
That's right.
And giving this gift, as we call AD in Iran, I think, is the best part of Nowruz.
That's right. AD or Nowruz money or gift is the best part of Nowruz, certainly for children. Giving cash and gifts is very much part of the Nowruz tradition.
Yes, in years gone by, the elders of the family used to give gifts to younger members of the family, particularly children. These gifts were usually items from the haftzin table, such as apple, samanu, or a painted egg. But with the passage of time, money became the dominant gift during Nowruz.
That's right. I mean, these days, not many people give apple or samanu as a gift for Nowruz. But that was in years gone by. But this day, money is the dominant gift during Nowruz.
Most people prefer to give money as a Nowruz gift.
Traditionally,
the elders of the family usually place crisp brand new banknotes between the pages of the Noble Quran as a form of blessing and distribute these among young folks and children of the family. Have you received your gift?
Well, no, I'm actually one of the elders of the family now, and I certainly give gifts to children, younger members of the family. All young kids in my family, they receive crisp brand new notes from me, and That's certainly, I've done that for many years now, and I intend to do that this year as well.
That's great. What about a short break?
That's right. Time for a break.
Well, you just heard a piece of really beautiful Tajik music.
That's right. And as you know, Iranians don't just give money and gifts to their family members, to their relatives, but they actually give money and gifts to anyone who is poor, from a poor background.
Yeah.
That's certainly a charitable act. It's a very noble act, a very noble thing to do. A very charitable act if you give money or gifts
to
people.
It's an act of benevolence.
That's right, act of benevolence.
And it's an important part of Nowruz tradition.
Very important part of Nowruz tradition to give
helping
to others
the needy and the poor
who are less well-off than you are. And, for example, virtually all years, I give gifts to charities. I donate to charities and to anyone who I feel is less well-off than me.
That's great. Thank you.
That's right.
And And we just talked about Tajik music, a piece of Tajik music, and we broadcast it. And as you know, in contemporary times, Nowruz has been celebrated not just in Iran, but in many other countries too. Nowruz is recognized worldwide as a notable Iranian cultural heritage, celebrated by Iranians as well as many other people.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the geography of Nowruz, the geographical region in which Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is celebrated, has been observed from ancient times. Is huge. The geographical region in which Nowruz is observed is huge. It covers many countries.
Meanwhile, on February 24th, 2010, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution and recognized the International Day of Nowruz, which promotes the culture of peace throughout the world. Thus, Nowruz has been acknowledged as a truly international festivity and has been registered as part of the world's heritage.
That's right. The United Nations General Assembly approved of Nowruz. It gave a vote of confidence
that?
To Nowruz.
Do you have
and it
that
said
piece?
That, that's right. And it said that Nowruz is actually a part, the International Day of Nowruz is actually a part of the world's heritage.
Yeah.
And also UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. This is how UNESCO describes the International Day of Nowruz. And I'm now quoting from UNESCO's official website. UNESCO's official website says, Nowruz means a new day. It's an ancestral festivity marking the first day of the spring and renewal of nature. Nowruz includes rituals, ceremonies and cultural events, as well as the enjoyment of a special meal with your loved ones. New clothes are worn, visits are made to family members and friends, and gifts, especially for children, are exchanged. Nowruz contributes to cultural diversity and friendship among peoples and different communities.
In particular, with relation to the 2003 Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, Nowruz was inscribed as an element in 2009 and extended in 2016. The representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity at the joint initiative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, Republic of Azerbaijan, India, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan.
That's right. These 12 countries, chief among them, the Islamic Republic of Iran, these 12 countries proposed that Nowruz should be regarded as a part of the world's cultural heritage, and the United Nations approved that. That's very important.
As the producer is, saying, let's listen to a piece of music from Azerbaijan.
That's right, a wonderful piece of music from Azerbaijan.
Welcome back. You just heard a piece of Azeri music.
That's right. Nowruz is celebrated in many countries. Among them, the Republic of Azerbaijan is celebrated in Azerbaijan as well. And you've just heard a wonderful piece of Azeri music. Well, it's now time to have a look back at the year which has just passed, particularly the important events, events which have happened in the past 12 months here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And we've had quite a few.
Yes,
it certainly has been a very eventful year in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And one of the things which caught everyone by surprise, I think, it was the coronavirus pandemic. Nobody actually expected it. It appeared out of nowhere towards the end of 2019, October, November, December of 2019. The virus suddenly appeared in China. Yeah. Nobody expected it, and it virtually caught every country by surprise during 2020.
Anyway, the Islamic Republic of Iran's drive to develop locally produced coronavirus vaccines paid off handsomely. in 2022-2021, and the country is now well known as an emerging vaccine manufacturer. Iran's campaign to inoculate its population against the coronavirus is now well on its way, and the health ministry has announced that the country's third homegrown vaccine has successfully completed various phases of clinical trials.
That's right. Iranian scientists are rushing to develop vaccines to tackle the coronavirus, including by the Pasteur Institute, Barakat vaccine, Fakhra vaccine, Razi vaccine, etc. There are many different types of vaccines which are being developed here in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Barakat, the Fakhra, the Razi, etc.
Pasteur, yes.
And all these are the wonderful work that Iranian scientists and medical experts are doing in developing these vaccines.
It is also worth noting that U.S. President Joe Biden has publicly admitted that the Trump administration's maximum pressure policy against Iran has been a failure.
That's right. In the past 12 months, if you look at what's been happening here in the Islamic Republic of Iran, one of the major developments has been the resistance of the Iranian people. The fact that the Iranian people have refused to bow to pressure coming from the United States, in particular the Trump administration, its maximum pressure policy on Iran. And the current president, Joe Biden, has actually publicly admitted that his predecessor, Donald Trump, has failed in his maximum pressure policy.
Yes.
That's a major development here in Iran, the fact that the Iranian people refuse to bow to all sorts of economic and sanctions pressure coming from the United States.
Yes, Trump's maximum pressure policy aimed to force Iranians to give in, but it failed to achieve this aim. As you said, successive U.S. administrations have refused to acknowledge Iran's ability to resist sanctions measures. Iran's economy of resistance has reduced the country's reliance on oil revenues. Production of steel, aluminum, copper, and electricity have all hugely expanded. Iran has greatly promoted self-reliance.
That's right. Iran has promoted its self-reliance. It is now self-sufficient in production of many items, including wheat and rice, and as you said, production of steel, aluminium, copper, electricity, all of them have hugely expanded in the past 12 months.
Dear listeners, after a short break, we will be back with other items as this live coverage.
گذرم از کوچه ها میگذرم هر سحر از کوچه ها مثل یکی ره گذرم از کوچه ها میگذرم هر سحر از کوچه ها آی نسیم سحری سر کن ما را با خود ببر از کوچه ها آی نسیم دلتنگ از خانه ها و از معبد از گذر از کوچه ها دلتنگم دلتنگ از خانه ها و از معبد از گذر از کوچه ها
back. This is the live coverage of Nowruz occasion by IRIB English Radio, and you just heard a piece of Iranian song.
That's right, a traditional piece of Iranian music about,
it was also nostalgic.
About Nowruz and the spring, yes, indeed. Just very briefly, what the song said was, just like a traveler, it passes through the streets and alleys. The cool breeze of dawn, take us with you from these alleys.
That is a translation.
The cool breeze
of
dawn. That's right. The cool breeze of dawn. Please wait. Take us with you from these alleys. Tomorrow I will be a guest of flowers, and I will be in prairies and gardens. That's just a rough translation of what the song said. Okay. And
the surprising part of the program.
Right.
That is broadcasting the voice of our listeners.
That's right. We've got many listeners who have sent in voicemail and also email as well. Voicemail and email from many of our listeners, both from here in Iran and also from abroad.
And many of them have sent us emails.
That's right.
Which we mentioned some of their names here.
Yeah, we've received emails from all over the place. Nasser Aziz from Pakistan. Karnis Fatema from Bangladesh, Chris Malbur from Canada, Ivan Zelenyu from Russia, Abdul Alim from India, Victor Liu from China, Krista Bunstrom from Sweden, Omar Quick from Sweden, Rakesh Rao from India, and Dan Olson also from Sweden. Thanks very much to all of you who have sent us email.
Yes, thank you. Of course, we've received lots of congratulatory messages on Nowruz. But here we mention some of their names and we hear some of these voices. Let's listen to them.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, on the special event of Nowruz, I wish the Iranian people and nation a happy Nowruz. Nowruz as a symbol of hope and happiness and an occasion to connect with family, friends and other dear ones. After a difficult year with a lot of hardship and sacrifices as a result of the global pandemic and the unjust, illegal and criminal sanctions, Nowruz as a beacon of light, a clean sheet of paper, as the beginning of a new chapter of great success and prosperity. Let this year be the year of victory. Victory over the pandemic and victory over the unjust sanctions against the Iranian people. Happy Nowruz to you all from the bottom of my heart. Chris Janssen, Belgium.
Hello, I'm returning from Finland. I want to wish all radio listeners Happy Nowruz, Happy Spring and Happy Person New Year. Spring is coming, but here in Finland we still have lots of snow and I am still skiing and do hope to continue skiing a couple of weeks. Now, when we are celebrating the spring, I hope we also take into account the COVID situation and celebrate wisely and mostly stay at home and send greetings to our friends by other means.
Hello friends, I am Jayantu Chakravarti speaking from New Delhi, India. I would like to greet all Iranian listeners of IRIB Radio on the happy and auspicious occasion of Nowruz, the Persian New Year. Nowruz festivity symbolizes rebirth of life and the closely held human bond with nature. Let us recollect the Nowruz message of renowned Iranian poet Saad Shirazi that has captivated millions around the world. Awake, the morning Nowruz breeze is showering the garden with flowers. Like Iran, the tradition of Nowruz is old in India, dating back to the Mughal period. Presently, India, having a sizable Parsi population, Nowruz is celebrated with much pomp and gaiety on March 21st each year. Known as Jamshed Nowruz or Parsi New Year, there is much festivity among Zoroastrians, various sects of Islam who are joined by people of other religions, as India happens to be a multi-religious and multicultural country. My dear Iranian listening friends of IRIB, on this cheerful and delightful occasion of Persian New Year, I would like to facilitate you and your loving families with my very best wishes for a bright New Year. Nowruz Mubarak.
Welcome back and happy Nowruz to all our dear listeners. We wish you all the best.
That's right. You just heard the voice of some of our regular listeners from abroad. You heard Chris Janssen, a long-time IRIB English Radio listener. Chris Janssen from Belgium. And you also heard Jyrki Haitonen from Finland, who talked about the importance of when we are celebrating, we should actually do everything to safeguard the environment. That was a key point made by Jyrki Haitonen from Finland. He said, by all means, go ahead and celebrate, but do take care of your environment and don't damage the environment. So you just heard the voice of those listeners. I believe we've got some more of these voicemails.
Yes, we have other congratulatory messages. Let's take a listen to them.
Greetings to IRIB English Radio staff. I'm Mohammed from Iran, and here I congratulate you on the celebration of Nowruz. And I wanted to thank you for your excellent broadcast. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Atiya from Iran. First of all, thank you for your excellent program. I enjoyed them a lot. And here I send my congratulations on Nowruz to IRIB English Radio and all the listeners in the world.
Hello, I'm Ehsan from Iran. I want to congratulate Iranian New Year Nowruz to you and all of the listeners of IRIB English Radio all over the world. Happy New Year!
Thanks a lot. It was great. I really enjoyed these congratulatory messages. But during the previous years, IRIB English Radio broadcast many radio series and many radio dramas, including Land of Light, Amir Kabir, Illusion in Dark. Yes. They had different themes and titles. But we've decided to broadcast some part of these radio dramas. First of all, let's take a listen to the radio drama Land of Light, which was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Let's take a listen.
Hearing this, the Prophet instantly ordered all members of the Ansar to gather in a session with no one else from other groups of Muslims. When they had assembled, the Prophet said,
"Weren't you on the brink of the pit of fire when God saved you through me? Weren't you bloodthirsty enemies of each other when God made you reconciled and instilled kindness in your hearts through me? Weren't you a scattered and small group when God united you and transformed you into a force through me?"
The Prophet paused for a few moments while the Ansar fell silent. Then he continued,
"Why don't you answer me? Why are you silent?"
The deep silence of the Ansar seemed to be an expression of their remorse at their unjustified remarks. Then the Prophet said,
"Why don't you say that you invited me to your houses and gave me refuge? Why don't you say that you helped me repel my enemies? In view of the fact that I have delivered you from darkness and gave you tidings of the eternal bliss of paradise, would you still be greedy for the wealth of the transient world when I have enlightened your minds, souls and hearts with the dynamism of Islam? Aren't you content that while others take sheep and camel, you return to your city along with me? Are you not content with such a great share of yours from among the bounties?"
Sa'd ibn Ubadah was full of remorse for his unjustified behavior and said to himself,
"We were wrong to consider the Prophet like one of us who forgets the past hardships with the present comfort, whereas he has always appreciated the loyalty of the Ansar in tough times. The Prophet's voice echoes in my ears."
If all people chose one path and the Ansar chose another, I will choose the path of Ansar. May God have mercy upon the Ansar, their children, and their grandchildren.
Okay, what you just listened to was a wonderful radio drama which was produced by IRIB English Radio. It was called The Land of Light, the story of the rise of Islam and the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. That was The Land of Light, a wonderful radio drama produced by IRIB English Radio.
And we have also other radio dramas.
That's right. Our next piece is another radio drama. It's called Amir Kabir. It refers to Mirza Taghi Khan Amir Kabir, the famous Iranian vizier during the reign of Nasreddin Shah Qajar about over 100 years ago now, about 130, 40 years ago. Mirza Tahir Khan Amirkari was a wonderful Iranian wizier, a minister, a chief minister. He was an anti-colonialist, and he did a lot to modernize Iran during his years in power.
He was educated, and
that's right. He was well educated, and he was really an enlightened personality.
Madrasas and universities.
That's right. He established madrasas, universities. The first university, I believe, in Iran, Darul Funun, and so on. Let's listen in to a piece of an excerpt from this wonderful radio series.
Yes.
Khan, you have been my confidant for years. You know that I won't spare anything that I can do.
I know, Your Majesty. If we have any repute at this court, we just owe it to the support of the Queen Mahde Aulia.
Do you think that you treat us like others, Aga Khan?
How can I be so rude, Your Majesty?
You rely on the British flag over your head rather than my support.
Whatever grace the British Embassy wants to grant this humblest of servants, it does it just through your gracious hand. During the rule of your husband, the late king, it was you who would remind him of what could consolidate his throne. And now, during the kingdom of your son, I am sure that this aegis will remain over our heads.
What a fox you are, Mirza Aga Khan. You're cunningly threatening? You mean that if my crowned son does not please you, his throne will be shaken?
Welcome back, dear listeners. You just heard a piece of IRIB English radio drama, Amir Kabir. We hope you'd enjoyed it. Is there anything left?
That's
yes.
Right.
We have also parts of another radio drama by IRIB English Radio, and that is titled Illusion in Deep Dark. This radio drama is about Daesh terrorists. Let's take a listen to some parts of this radio drama.
Islamic State. No one has the right to oppose. If anyone is opposed to our state, our caliph, our laws, our beliefs, our government, and our rulings, he deserves to be killed. Now, Abu Saif and Abu Farid are going to execute the ruling before your eyes.
Let's get on with it. Abu Saif.
Help me, Harun.
I'm not Harun, you stupid. I'm Abu Farid. Now you must be impatient for the smell of blood.
My hands are shaking. I've never...
Look, if you cannot cut off that guy's head, you should wait for your head to be cut off within half an hour. So you better shut up and just do your job. Get on with it.
This is the punishment of the enemies of the Islamic State. Kill these two infidels now.
I'm not well. I don't feel well at all.
You see how easily it is finished? You did your job well. Bravo.
Thank you.
Welcome back. You just heard a part of a Arab English radio drama, Illusion in Deep Dark, which was about Daesh terrorists. Dear listeners, after a short break, we will be back with other items of the live coverage of Nowruz. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. So, as the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei named the new year as the year of production, support, and the elimination of obstacles.
That's right. The leader had put a lot of emphasis on manufacturing and production. The leader said the key to solving all of Iran's economic problems lies in boosting manufacture and production and eliminating obstacles in the way of manufacture and production. That's why he designated this year, the new Iranian year, 1400, the year which starts in on 20th of March or 21st of March 2021 and goes through to 20th of March 2022. This year has been named as the year of production, support, and elimination of obstacles.
The leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said Iranian nation demonstrated its capabilities in the year 1399, calendar year. The leader said Iranian people displayed great capabilities in handling bitter incidents despite enemies' pressures.
That's right. Iranian people displayed their capabilities in resisting maximum pressure policy of the U.S. administration.
And the leader said Europeans explicitly say maximum pressure policy failed.
That's right. It was a failure. Trump administration's policy of maximum pressure on Iran turned out to be a failure. And the leader also said that 1400, the new Iranian year, it's not just a new year, it's the beginning of a new century.
Yes.
And it's important and sensitive because the upcoming year, of course, we're going to have presidential elections in Iran this new year, just in a few months from now. Presidential elections will be held in Iran. It's important and sensitive, and the leader urged all Iranians to take part. In 2020, the leader said, we gave a much-needed shot in the arm, a much-needed boost, impetus to manufacturing and production, and we will continue to do that, he said, hopefully in this new year.
Yes, and also mentioning the production, the leader said if surge in production is attained, it will have important results and advantages.
That's right. Well,
as you know, this year's Nowruz is much different.
That's right, from previous years because like of the coronavirus pandemic.
Of the pandemic. Yes, this year, like the previous one, is different. As the entire world is gripped with the coronavirus outbreak, and people should observe health instructions to remain immune. As you may know, the new conditions caused by coronavirus disease have made it difficult for visiting each other. Yet, we have to accept realities and make every effort to change the conditions while praying to God to help us overcome the uninvited virus. It is true that COVID-19 has distanced us from one another, but we can plan differently for our holidays. For instance, we can send lovely and congratulatory messages to our relatives and friends to show our sincerity.
That's right. And the official advice from the Iranian government to all Iranians is that they should avoid traveling this Nowruz. Traveling, of course, is very much part of the Nowruz tradition, but the government has officially advised all Iranians not to travel because of the danger of spreading the coronavirus.
They can share pictures and messages via social media and internet, so this way everyone can participate in joyous moments while being away from the hazards of coronavirus.
Not just in Iran, but all over the world. I think the lifestyles have changed. People have have changed their habits. They now
yes.
have got totally different lifestyles because of the coronavirus.
Social
distancing,
know,
for example, observing social distancing, mm-hmm. wearing a face mask, very important.
Yeah.
And all this is not just happening in Iran, but all over the world.
Also, the coronavirus outbreak has imposed new conditions which we have to adapt ourselves with. In view of this, we should distract our attention from the things that are unable to do. We have to be sympathetic with each other and pay attention to the needy more than before. Moreover, the new lockdown circumstances can help us appreciate those days and times when we could gather together and enjoy ourselves. In the current conditions, it is good to be heedful of our loved ones and send them presents. We can spend more time with our children and younger ones. We can sit together and share our happy experiences. It can be through sharing photos, voices, and videos.
That's right, and coronavirus has forced us to avoid shaking hands, hugging, and hugging each other. That's right. As we said, the lifestyles have changed dramatically. No shaking hands, no hugging. We have to cope with new conditions, and we can plan for our families. As a matter of fact, what are they? Well, the side effects of this coronavirus is that it's actually brought families in some ways closer together, because many family members gather at home earlier than usual. People are advised not to spend late at night, not to go onto the street late at night, and to come home early to their family members. And strangely, it has actually encouraged families to be together.
Yes, and as they say, the friendly and family gatherings were great bounties for all of us. Now that we have lost them due to coronavirus pandemic, we are in nostalgia of the previous years and days, but we should never lose hope. Thus, everyone should observe health protocols and refrain from unnecessary trips.
That's right. As long as the coronavirus is here, we should all of us should observe health protocols. That's very important.
Yes,
time for a short break.
Yeah, before the short break, the New Year holidays are the best chance for traveling, but we should take care to decide logically. Every unnecessary trip is a means of a spread of coronavirus,
period. That's right. Every unnecessary trip can spread the virus, so we should be wary of that.
Yes.
Time for a short break. We'll be back.
Do agree with that.
Okay, we're back, and before we go, there's just one final item. We have a wonderful piece of poetry from the Iranian maestro, the maestro poet, the wonderful Iranian master, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, the famous Iranian poet who has many, many works of great importance in Iranian literature and poetry, Masnavi Maulavi, Divan Shams, Fiyamafi, etc. Let's now listen to one of his famous poems about spring.
Yes, let's listen to one of the poems of Maulana, who says, "Sprinkle water on the way as the beloved is coming. Give tidings to the garden, the spring scent is coming. Open the way for the friend to that full moon, as his luminous face is radiating generously. The garden is thriving. The apple for our eyes is coming. Grief is departing. The moon is coming. The garden is greeting. The cypress is standing up. The meadow is going afoot. The blossom is coming unmount." Happy New Year to everyone. Have a good time.
Happy New Year. A wonderful New Year, Nowruz. Congratulations to all our listeners worldwide.
Wish you all the best. Goodbye.
Wish you good health. Goodbye. Nowruz Special. These days, everywhere is the smell of spring, the smell of blossoms, sprouting of greenery and revival of nature. Every year, people wait for this much of beauty and splendor. They let the spring enter their hearts as they clean their houses and their environment. In fact, they welcome the spring. They believe that in Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, they should have a heart full of love and affection. But for more than a year, hearts have been saddened as an uninvited guest has entered our lives all over the world. COVID-19, or coronavirus, has infected millions of people across the world and killed over nearly 1.7 million others. Coronavirus has overshadowed almost every aspect of our lives. Thus, the ancient feast of Nowruz has also been affected. People in the Islamic Republic of Iran and adjacent countries do not celebrate this great feast like in previous years, as most gatherings have been cancelled. The world is waiting for love and warm moments. Let us pray for revival of those moments of friendship and love. Almighty has ordered mankind in the noble Quran not to be disappointed from divine mercy. We hope that this Nowruz will be different. A few days ago, we celebrated the birth anniversary of three great figures, namely Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, Hazrat Abu al-Fazl Abbas, peace be upon him, and Imam Sajjad, peace be upon him. In other words, the great month of Sha'ban has begun, just a few days before the Iranian New Year Nowruz and the Nowruz Feast. Spring has come and the world has found a fresh life. Nowruz has come back from 1 year trip to refresh minds and hearts. Although Nowruz is repeated every year, it never becomes boring or tiring. Every year it revives love and life. The more human communities become complicated, the more they feel the need for returning to nature, and in fact to take refuge in nature. This is the mystery of freshness and vividness of Nowruz. This freshness revives not only the spirit but also the body. Nowruz is a symbol of rebirth as the nature becomes new. According to religious narrations, the start of the month of Farvardin, the first month of the Iranian calendar year, or any other feast can be considered as the beginning of a new life and returning to God by refraining from sins and embarking on worship and sticking to spiritual values. The month of Sha'ban is the month that has been considered with high esteem in Islam. Several supplications and worships have been recommended by the Prophet of Islam and his infallible successors, blessings of God upon them, to be recited during the month of Sha'ban. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says on the greatness of this month, "Sha'ban is a noble month, and it is my month. The angels who carry the throne glorify it and recognize its right. This is the month in which, like in Ramadan, the sustenance of